If you're preparing to get a bit of a recharge for yourself over Christmas and the new year, be sure to keep your mobile devices charged up as well. HPM has just released a compact USB charger that can help out in this area, and while you may think that all chargers are created equal, well, it's not quite the case. On the line I have Maxime Dupont from HPM Australia. Hi, Maxime.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Now, firstly, many people are quite happy to just let their tablets or smartphones charge off their computer. So what's the difference between charging from your computer in terms of time and, you know, using a USB charger that runs off a power socket?
Okay, the one from the power socket, on average, charge about four times faster than on your computer. So the power you get from your computer is about 0.5 amp. Mm-hmm. And from our USB chargers, you get up to 2.1 amp per USB port. So it's approximately four times faster to charge with this USB charger.
Right, that's quite significant. There does seem, however, to be plenty of USB chargers on the market. So what should users be looking for in terms of both features and, of course, safety?
I think there's really two things. The first thing is exactly check the amperage of the USB charger. It should be mentioned on the packaging in the technical specifications. Mm-hmm. Us at HPM, we mentioned this charging capacity directly on the front of the packaging because it's very powerful and it charges very fast. But what you see on the market is a lot of competitors, selling these as USB chargers, but they don't really mention the charging capacity. And if you look at their technical specifications, you see a charging capacity of 0.5 or 1 amp, which is much lower than our USB charger. So I think that's the first thing to check. The second thing is if this charger comes with a socket to plug your computer or anything else, make sure it has, for instance, surge protection. That way your electronic equipment are protected.
Okay. Now, I've seen, I mentioned a lot of these chargers on the market. I've seen them even down at, you know, the local weekend market traders for just a few dollars, these sort of loose items. Should I trust these, or, you know, how do I know that I'm getting something that's also safe to use?
Well, I think, look, to be sure, I think you need to buy a trusted brand like HPM. HPM has been around for so many years. It is a trusted supplier. We have our own R&D department here in Sydney with more than 30 engineers. So all the products are tested locally and designed to our specifications. So I would say, go for a trusted brand. But I don't know if you remember this story that happened a few months ago with a woman that used one of those cheap chargers.
Yes.
And she ended up getting electrocuted.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
It is very sad. It is very sad. But once again, it's these are products that are probably not tested to the Australian standards. And unfortunately, in some cases, this is what happened. So make sure the products are approved to Australian standards. There should be what we call a C-tick of approval. It's like a little triangle with a tick, so that must be on the box, on the packaging of the product. But I think to be safe, buy from a trusted electrical supplier.
Sounds like a good idea for sure. Now, this new USB charger you've just released, it has two USB ports on it, and the charging specs are obviously quite high, so you get that faster charge, 2.1 amps per port, was that right?
Exactly right. So what it means is, to summarize, and I will take the example of iPhones because these are the most popular on the market. An iPhone requires 1 amp to be charged at maximum speed, and an iPad requires from 2.1 for the original iPads up to 2.4 for the latest one, the iPad Air. Okay, so if you have a double USB charger that has a 1 amp capacity in total, that means you can basically charge only one iPhone to the maximum speed. If you plug an iPad, it wouldn't work because the iPad needs a minimum of 2.1 and that charger would only give 1 amp. And if it works, it would charge in, more than a day. So for us, it's 2 times 2.1, which means you can plug two iPads at the same time and we charge at the fastest speed possible.
So obviously that's great to just even to have it at home or in the office. But of course, if you're going on holiday, it's great to throw in your suitcase and take with you, because when you do want to charge up your smartphone, your tablet, you don't want to be waiting a long time, do you?
Exactly right. And look, as a category manager for HPM, I do travel a lot around the country, to work with the sales team and other things. And I use it constantly because I've got my iPhone for work. I also got my iPad and I got my computer. And if I need to recharge, I plug each of them in the USB port, and I can plug my computer also on the socket and do all my work and charge those devices in an hour or two and I'm done.
And you've also got a version that's good for overseas travelers as well.
Exactly right. So we've got the same version that comes with three different international plugs that cover, I think, more than 200 countries around the world. So unless you're going into a very remote place, I think with this device here, you can charge up all your smartphones and tablets very, very easily. I think everyone, these days is busy and needs to do things very quickly. So with those chargers, you can actually recharge them very fast, and that way you can go on with your day.
Excellent. Now, Maxim, now we know what to look out for, but where do people find these new USB chargers, and what sort of price are we looking at?
Look, these new USB chargers are available from different stores, but Bunnings is probably the one that people would know. In terms of prices, I can't remember exactly the prices, but I think it's between $20 and $30, around the $20 mark for the standard USB charger, and about $30 mark for the what we call the world travel adapter, so the one that has all the international adapters.
Excellent. Maxim DuPont from HPM Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you for your time.